This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hard questions first. How do you decide what color shoes you're going to wear to practice in a game?
It's kind of a superstition thing. I mean, I just try and throw some on that are comfortable to me, and if I have a good day in them, then I just kind of roll with it.
Is there a certain color you will not wear?
No, like hot pink or nothing crazy like that. Nothing too crazy. I try to keep it kind of normal. These are kind of off the charts, but usually to the team's colors.
Is it Keon who wears the pink ones?
Yeah. There's a couple guys who wear the pink shoes. Nothing against it. It's just pink's not really my color.
Fresno State guy. How well did you know Quincy before getting up here?
I know Quincy quite a bit through AAU. I played at EBO, which was a Fresno-based team. I played with Jalen Green, so had a lot of workouts with Quincy. He's a real good mentor to me, and we have a great relationship.
What's the difference between AAU Quincy and University of Washington Quincy?
Oh, man. Just real intense. You know, back then, he was still, you know, trying to play. I mean, he was still playing, I think, but he was in great shape. He was still going at us pretty hard. He goes hard with us still to this day, but he was real more intense. He was trying to get us to our dreams, so he was real more intense with us.
Coming up here, you know, you've had to kind of find your role. It seems as though you finally figured, I don't know if you figured it out, if the coaching staff or things have just come together.
I think the timing is good now, you know. I mean, when you go somewhere new, it always takes a little time to figure out what you're trying to do, how you help the team to win, and we're kind of clicking all cylinders, and I'm doing the best I can to help advance my role for the team.
Tell me a little bit about what you think your role is.
My role is just knock down shots, play defense, get rebounds, get stops, just try and help anchor our team in any way that I need to.
It seems like at times that you might be that go-to guy, defensive stopper on maybe their best player, especially at the end of the game. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, like I said, I just try to do anything I can to help the team win.
Yeah, and one of the things that kind of surprised me, and Coach Hopps talked quite a bit about it, is your ability to knock down a three-point shot, and that seems to have really come along too.
Yeah, I mean, I based my whole career – I want to say based my whole career off it, but since I've been in college, it's been a real important part of my game, and just been really focusing on that. I know the shots that I'm going to get, so I've just been working on the shots that I know are going to come to me.
The game on the other night as opposed to Colorado-Utah versus Colorado, tell me the difference, what you saw on those two games, and what was the big difference?
The biggest thing was our defense. You know, Colorado, they're a real good team. They kind of confused us. We weren't on the same page with different coverages and stuff like that. But with Utah, we know they're just as good, so we had to make sure we were all on the same page, clicking on all cylinders, and we came out to execute our game plan.
How big was that win going into these last 10 games, especially with, you know, Washington State coming in?
Man, I mean, like I said, Utah's a real good team, and just to be able to defend our home court and handle them the way that we did was really good. I mean, you look at the Pac-12, everything is so close, and we just need a couple games. The coach always says we need to go on a run, so that was our chance to start our run, and Washington State's a real good team, and there's going to be some bad blood, so we're trying to get prepared for them.
Where's the bad blood come from?
Hey, that's the rumors out here. You know, this is my first time being a part of this rivalry, but they say they hate us, and, you know, we got to come out with the energy like they're trying to kill us.
You go back to that Gonzaga game and the atmosphere in this building, it's going to be the same on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's my favorite type of building to play in. It's the high intensity, a lot of emotions going on, and it's going to be a fun time.
You know, just when I look at the bench, sometimes I see Frank, and Frank is just so animated that you just seem to bring a different type of energy. You know, you're just kind of soft-spoken and just killing people.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a soft-spoken type of guy, even since I was little. I've grown so much out of myself, more of being a little more vocal, but I've always been a mild-mannered type of person.
Before you came on up here, had you been to Seattle before? Spent any time up here?
Nope. This is my first time. When I took my visit, that was my first time ever even coming to the state of Washington. So,
is it what you expected?
It was not. I mean, I'm not really sure what I expected, but when I came out here, it was a beautiful city, and it's a great campus, and it literally drew me in. Like, I had other visits lined up, but once I came here, I'm like, this is the place I want to be.
Seattle newbie, have you got a go-to eats place yet?
Man, let's see. Toshi's teriyaki is really good.
Do they have that down in Fresno?
No. Teriyaki? They do have teriyaki in Fresno. They do. Let's see. What else? There's a couple things. Great State Burger is really good. Burgermaster, underrated. Underrated.
What do you order at Burgermaster?
Just need me a double cheeseburger, some fries. Nothing crazy. And I just kind of like going around downtown and just trying to find new places. I honestly don't remember the names of half the stuff, but I just kind of like adventuring around.
School-wise, where you at?
Oh, I'm good. I'm a fifth year, so I'm just working on my post back. Classes are good. It's focused. I'm a student athlete. My mother always told me that. My mother always made sure that I'm a student athlete and not just athlete ever since like elementary school. So.
What's your major?
My major was philosophy. That's where I got my degree in at Fresno.
How are you using that, by the way?
Man, I learned a lot about how to read people, how to interact with different people, what different cues work for different people, and I feel like that's helping me out with this stuff.
All right, we got two guys over here. Give me a read on Keon, your philosophy read on Keon.
My philosophy feed on, let's see. Keon, he's a real mild-mannered guy. He's a mild-mannered guy. You know, he's a great leader, though. He's been working on his leadership. I mean, he's really been working hard on that, but he never gets two up, two down. He's real, real mild.
And that philosophy degree, you know, give me the read on Paul.
Man, Paul, man, he's real intense. His intensity level is always great. You know, he brings a certain intensity and certain anger. Not anger. That's a bad word. I would say it's not anger, though. It's not anger. Passion. That's the word I'm looking for. The intensity and passion to everything he does. It's really great.
I got Paul McKay. I'm going to ask you a question that might, we'll find out if that anger is there. So after the last game, we talked to Coach Hop about you. I don't know if you heard the quote, but he said you were Bayonne Paul instead of Jersey Shore Paul. Did you hear that?
I think like my librarian or something had mentioned it to me. So yeah.
What's that mean?
I think in his eyes it means that I played with more of a chip on my shoulder and an edge that I've got, and I know that Jersey Shore sometimes gets a bad rep because of the show. But yeah, I understood what he was talking about.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy. I know you've been playing basically with one hand. Tell me a little bit about, you know, that, how that's really impacted your game.
Yeah, I mean, it was frustrating. It happened the practice before the Xavier game. I could have sat out, but I knew we had the Gonzaga game and Pac-12 play, so I chose to just figure it out. And it's still coming along, but it's in a much better spot. But it's been good for me to, you know, work through it and learn.
Yeah, it's just last game against Utah. We saw the Paul Mulcahy that I think that you see yourself of as. You know, what was the switch, or is it just getting healthy?
I think I'm in a better spot mentally. But also I think people probably just – I made some shots, so people think like, oh, that's Paul. But I think I've just been learning a lot about life and basketball, and now I'm starting to understand it more. So
yeah, and you're from the East Coast. You're an East Coast guy, and this is a lot different world here, and it's a different school, different teammates. Talk a little bit about the adjustments you've had to make and just how tough it's been.
It's been a great learning experience. A lot harder than I probably thought it was going to be. But there's a really good support system here, and yeah, it's like the first, it's like, I don't know, I'm old, so it's like I'm getting ready for the real world or adult life, but I'm also away like a freshman in college for the first time, so there's a lot of emotions that I've had to go through. So.
And tell me about adjusting to Seattle. It's different than being at Rutgers.
Yeah, no, it is a lot different. The scenery is cool, the mountains and the water is cool, The people are a little bit different, but I guess that's everywhere. And I was just very comfortable back in Jersey where I was from. So
you can talk about comfortable, getting out of your comfort zone. You know, how's that equating onto the basketball court?
Yeah, it's just been a learning experience. I came from a much different program. I think we're more offensive minded here, which is fun. I play with a bunch of different, you know, types of players. We're switchable, good athletes. So it's been cool for me to learn.
With your role, I mean, it looks like you've got several on the team. Which one are you most comfortable with?
I think whatever the team needs me to do per game to try to put us in the best position to win, that's where I feel the most comfortable. And usually when that's specified and cleared up, I think I do a good job of doing my role per game, whatever that may be.
Ball in your hand or playing off the ball?
Just making winning plays. That could be with the ball or without the ball. On both ends of the court. It could show up on the stat sheet or it'll show up in film. So
this coming Saturday, everybody's wondering, is, you know, that Utah game, is that the switch that flipped for you guys for the rest of the year?
We're just going to keep taking it day by day. Maybe after the season we'll be able to look and say that was. But I think we're on a trajectory right now where we're hungry and we just want to keep building.
The Gonzaga game, this building was on fire. It was electric. It's going to be like that again on Saturday.
Yeah.
How much fun is that? And do you think about that before the game?
I don't think about that, but it's cool. Like, when this place is jumping, it does get loud. In the Big Ten, every game was sold out, so that's kind of what I was accustomed to. Here it's been a little different, but that Gonzaga game was a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to those type of environments because I think it's good for everybody.
We have to go to Rutgers with the football team next year. You're already smiling. You going to give fans a couple of go-to places to hit at Rutgers?
Yeah, I could. That's a great one.
Give us a couple of go-tos. But if we drop your name, they give us like an extra.
Yeah,
extra
Olive pickers. Branch. I would say Olive Branch is a good spot. Great ownership. I would say the Tavern on George. I think it's same ownership, really good people. There's a low-key Mexican spot. But, yeah, I would say those are the primary two.
Low-key Mexican at Rutgers.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a hole-in-the-wall place. It's called La Katrina. It's open at weird hours on random days, but it's really good food.
What's the go-to there?
I'll usually get, like, enchiladas. I usually go with my girlfriend, so.
Cerveza or margarita?
Nah, water.
Yeah. We got Wilhelm. Last time I talked to you, I asked you, what classes are you taking?
I'm taking a food policy class, statistics, and a research methods class.
What's research methods?
It's basically just like how to analyze research articles, how to find good research articles, bad ones, kind of what the qualifications of publishing a research article, stuff like that.
Paul's over here shaking his head.
Yeah, I never took his class.
It's.
Are you? Is Paul in that class with
no.
you?
No, he's not.
How about food policy? What is food policy?
It's kind of just like, it's like nutrition, but kind of what goes into like making nutrition laws and stuff like that, and like, I guess it's nutrition, but more of the political side rather than like the physiological side.
Is it interesting?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's not really what I'm used to taking, kind of. Throughout my college courses, I guess, but it's interesting.
What do you see yourself doing after basketball?
I wanted to become a physical therapist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we were talking to Coach Hopp, and, you know, he's from Mater Dei, you're from Mater Dei. Have you had the discussion on why he didn't recruit you out of high school yet?
No, we haven't talked about that.
You wouldn't give him a hard time about that?
No, I don't really care that much, yeah.
All right. Tell me about how you just seem to really be fitting in up here really, really well. How are you feeling about how you're playing?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I just kind of want to help out where I can. Just keep improving, I guess. I got still a lot of stuff to work on, so just, yeah, trying to help the team win however I can.
You know, I see sometimes when you're out on the three-point line, I don't know if they're not scouting you or what, but some of these guys still defending you still seem a little bit surprised that you're taking threes. Are you noticing that a little bit?
I guess so. I mean, it is what it is. If I'm open, I'll shoot. If not, if find other ways to be effective. So,
tell me a little bit about that Utah game. You just came in after Braxton got hurt, and it looked you had to play the whole second half, basically.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, if whatever helps the team win, that's what it's going to be. So, whether I'm playing the whole second half or not at all in the second half, it is what it is. I just got to try to find ways to be effective and impact winning.
What do you think you've improved on the most a year ago to now? Where do you see the most growth?
I would just say confidence-wise, I'm more confident. And then as far as defending, I think I've really found out how to be effective on defense. Just as far as like playing to my strengths, I guess. Obviously, I'm not the biggest guy. And then there's a lot of big centers, but just trying to figure out how to defend centers kind of when they have some weight on me or some height on me. I think just, yeah, the big one is just playing to my strengths.
And just biggest difference coming from the Big Ten into here, what are you seeing as the biggest difference?
I would say just kind of the physicality is a little bit different. I wouldn't say one's better than the other. I would just say it's different. It's a lot of inside out. Everybody kind of plays inside out rather than kind of just living and dying by the post. It's a lot more versatile, I would say, here. Yeah.
I can't imagine Braxton's going to be, if he is out, if he's going to be out long, and you're going to get Frank back at some point. How comfortable are you just, you know, moving over and sliding over and playing the four with one of the other bigs out on the floor with you?
That's fine with me. I mean, again, whatever we need for winning is what I'll do. So I can figure it out. I'm not too worried.
And then also just, you know, this Washington State game coming up. How big is this game coming up? The building's going to be sold out. It's going to be electric.
Yeah, I mean, it's big. Just like every other conference game is very important. So, I mean, it'll be cool to hopefully have a lot of fans, have a lot of support. But, yeah, we're going to prepare just like we always have just to try to go out and win.
How comfortable are you in Seattle?
It's been nice so far. It's been a little bit of adjustment as anything is. But it's been good so far.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.